Next, an ABC News investigation tonight with our stations across the country into a giant real estate rental company, Starwood Waypoint, co-founded by a billionaire friend of President Trump. Tens of thousands of families live in those properties paying rent. But the company is now dogged by complaints of shoddy maintenance and an aggressive eviction policy. ABC's chief investigative correspondent, Brian Ross, tonight.
In Dallas, Texas, disaster in the living room. After Carlos and Ebony January say the landlord did a shoddy job of repairing an upstairs leak.
Which is lucky to be alive.
In Broward County, Florida, the parents of Brielle Nicholson say in a lawsuit their daughter's asthma was caused by the very same landlord who failed to remove toxic mold from their rental home.
Every morning and every night, she has to take a breathing treatment.
The landlord was, in effect, one of President Trump's best billionaire friends, Tom Barrack, who, until he sold his interest, helped run what has now grown into a giant corporation operating under the name Starwood Waypoint that controls tens of thousands of single-family rental homes across the country.
You have the ultimate out-of-state, far-removed absentee landlord.
In some neighborhoods, as our station in Atlanta documented, a huge presence. The company claims it has a 99.8% satisfaction rate from its tenants.
We're bringing professionalism, dedicated resources, and a lot of energy and desire to service our residents at a high level.
But the Better Business Bureau gives the company a grade of D+, and reporters at ABC TV stations across the country heard lots of complaints.
We just feel like we've been victimized and taken advantage of.
Tenants also told us the company is quick to threaten eviction, even if a tenant is only a few days late with the rent. When it happens, they can end up in court and have to pay additional fees and the company's lawyers to stave off eviction.
Is that true? They have to pay those fees?
Yes, it's true.
That's fair.
That's part of the process that we have.
It's part of your business.
It's part of the business.
Brian Ross with us tonight, and we heard the executive from Waypoint say there that the eviction notices and the fees are just part of their business, Brian?
That's right, David. All landlords deal with eviction issues, but a study done for the Federal Reserve Bank in Atlanta found Tom Barrack's company had filed eviction notices against a full one-third of his tenants in the area. The company would not say how often they threatened eviction nationwide, David.
All right, Brian Ross and our stations across the country, thanks.